Blog Talk Radio.
WPR Rebuttal is on the air. Welcome to WPR Rebuttal, covering side of the story missed by Wisconsin Public Radio, bringing narratives to UW system board readings won't allow, shedding light on perspectives the owners of WPR don't want you to hear. I am your host, Senator JPO, and as the title of this episode reveals, our normal weekly episode will be delayed until next Thursday at 12:30 Central Time. Why is it delayed? Well, because I have a very important job interview out of town. It is literally going to take me half the day, and just with all the things involved, I mean, I am still literally filling out all the forms that I have to bring to the job interview. And I always show up prepared, and I always showed up well-groomed and hygienic, and I am always on time and punctual and very well-dressed. And a lot of times I'm more confident during the interview than I sound on this internet radio show. And yet, they never offer me a job. So it's like, why don't they? And they don't want to give any feedback at all as to what areas I was strongest and what areas need improvement. Oh, no. They aren't going to help with the self-improvement at all. So everybody's just like, oh, well, just keep on improving yourself until you get the job. I mean, there's no feedback at all from the people who count, okay? No help at all from the hiring managers. And that's why it's like a guessing game, okay? And this is the best possible presentation that I know, the way I've been interviewing for the past year or so. And I suspect, though, what I really do, based on my research and my discussions with some of the hiring managers and some of these organizations, is they give veterans preference. So even if I interview at 100%, well, bad God, there's going to be some veteran who interviews at 105% because of his or her veteran's preference. So with so many vets out there looking for work, yeah, I mean, yeah, I understand they risk life and limb for the military, but on the other hand, it is highly disappointing that these veterans and their veterans' preference points are just steamrolling me because that extra 5 points they can always call indefinitely. Because, okay, here's some perspective. I spent 8 years in higher education earning a few different degrees. I mean, there's an associate's in general studies, and then there's a bachelor's, which I intended to be in psychology, but I had difficulty getting a lab placement, which was a bad omen in itself. Very foreboding, and it was very predictive of my later struggles in getting work. But in order to get some degree, I just wrapped it all up with the political science degree because I just need to take like 4 or 5 more courses, and that's all, and then I had my degree because they're both letter and science majors. But then for my master's degree, I mean, that was the most expensive mistake, but I was able to keep my student jobs another 2 years, but overall I lost money in my master's degree because it cost more in tuition than I actually made my student jobs, and master's was in public administration, and oh my goodness, it's just depressing to talk about. So, yeah, where am I interviewing? Well, I don't want any hiring managers listening to this. I don't want them to hold against me that I'm talking about hiring managers as these pessimistic people, which a lot of times they are. They assume that you can't do the job unless you have like some special veterans preference points or just the college degrees are apparently not an indication of competence. Okay, if anyone said, oh, you can do anything in your degree, well, that's a lie. It is a blatantly bald lie because I'm living proof, no, the college degrees will not count for anything, and much less the veterans' preference points. I'll tell you this, everyone. It is more valuable to spend 6 months in the military and get an honorable discharge so you can get that veterans' preference the rest of your life. 8 years, or even 6 or 4 years for that matter, in higher education or some degree, that a lot of people are just going to be like, I mean, to paraphrase what I've seen online, is no hiring manager will tell you this to your face because they're too scared. They don't like the truth. But I've heard and read people say online that these university college degrees, I mean, aside from very, very narrow specialties such as some fields of engineering, but like even computer science, okay, that is a undervalued degree, and you're just better off not getting a computer science degree. Same thing with a physics degree. I know some people who they can't find a job with a physics degree, and they're not even getting hired as financial specialists anywhere. You're not getting hired for customer service positions in a call center or anything. There's nothing like collar for them. It's ridiculous. And, of course, there's my case, which, I could go on and on, but it's more than just a few anecdotes, okay? It's a critical mass of people, and that's why the UW system, University of Wisconsin, all their schools collectively have lost 5,000 people since the last time they updated their self-descriptions and their job announcements that they have at wisc.edu. They used to say they were home to 108,000 students. Well, now they say they're home to 175,000 students. And that was only within a span of 5 years. So this is an average of losing 1,000 full-time equivalent students every year. And that's why UW system is going down the tubes. It's not just demographics as people want to try to blame it on. No, it's not because there are fewer babies being born like 18 to 20 years ago. Uh-uh. Plenty of young adults around. It's just that fewer are choosing UW system because they know it's a big ripoff. They know it's a scam. It's a school of work scam, as I call it. And I take some comfort in having to help spread that message that they don't get hurt like I was. That is my whole purpose for this whole higher education reform, is I don't want people to get hurt. Now, how could anyone hold the empathy against me, huh? Again, it's very strange why anyone, especially a hiring manager, would hold that against someone. And again, that's why I'm not saying we're interviewing tomorrow, because you know, these hiring managers, a lot of them are two-faced. They'll glad-hand you, and they'll pretend like they're glad that you came in for an interview, but secretly they'll think, he's an awful man. They don't think too much of you. So, okay, again, next week I'll have an episode on Thursday at 12:30, and I know what the topic is going to be, but I'm going to keep it a secret until showtime. So again, that's going to be Thursday, March 29th at 12:30. Topic to be announced. Even though I already know what it's going to be, I like to have a few surprises here and there. So Senator JPO signing off.